This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A judge in Cleveland has consolidated the more than 40 lawsuits against a hospital fertility clinic into a single case. Cleveland.com reports that Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Judge John Russo ruled the lawsuits against university hospitals are substantially the same, though he stopped short of creating a class action lawsuit. More than 70 plaintiffs are suing UH after a malfunction in a freezer unit last month destroyed nearly 4,000 eggs and embryos. In a separate lawsuit, a Broadview Heights couple is seeking a judgment that would give their lost embryos person status, which means they should have been treated like patients rather than property. Cleveland police have added two new homicide detectives after a study found issues with staffing. The Police Executive Research Foundation report linked a drop in the number of detectives with a drop in the number of solved cases. Between 2009 and 2015, the department's solve rate dropped from more than 3 in 4 cases to just over half of cases. The addition of two detectives came last Friday, a day after the city released the report. Maryland-based Sinclair Broadcasting Group is thinning its portfolio as it tries to secure regulatory approval to purchase Chicago-based Tribune Media. Sinclair announced plans to sell 23 stations to buyers, including Standard Media and Meredith Corporation. Sinclair will not acquire Cleveland Fox 8 as part of the $3.9 billion deal to purchase Tribune. Fox Broadcasting appears to be working on its own deal to acquire several Tribune stations, including Channel 8. The embattled CEO of Youngstown City Schools is facing a call for his resignation. Board of Education member Corinne Sanderson asked CEO Krish Mohip to resign at a school board meeting yesterday. Mohip was not at the meeting. The call comes as Mohip faces scrutiny from state education officials and allegations of inappropriate behavior. Until this week, Mohip was seeking a job as head of a school district in Jacksonville, Florida, but he was not among the finalists. Federal agents are investigating a Maslin food delivery business for food stamp fraud. Court filings show Ohio direct distributors received more than $8 million in fraudulent SNAP benefits between 2011 and 2017. The repository reports the company averaged more than 4 times the number of transactions at comparable delivery services. Federal investigators say the company illegally operated a credit card system that allowed benefit recipients to apply future SNAP credits to current purchases. As of yesterday, no one has been charged in the case. A company that processes and transports natural gas and liquids in Ohio's and Pennsylvania's shale fields, is agreeing to pay more than $600,000 for violating air pollution laws. Two subsidiaries of Ohio-based MPLX were accused of building or operating compressor stations and maintenance points without appropriate permits and without keeping emissions records. EPA officials also say the companies will upgrade more than 300 facilities in western Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio. Employers could be getting a big rebate if the board of directors for the new Ohio Bureau for the rather Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation approves it. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has that story.
BWC Administrator Sarah Morrison says the agency's investment strategy is paying off, so she will ask the board to give a $1.5 billion in premium rebates to employers this summer.
If our board approves this rebate, the Bureau of Workers' Compensation will have saved Ohio employers $8 billion in workers' compensation costs since 2011 through our rebates, reduction in premium, and grant dollars.
The rebate plan, which is expected to win approval from the board, will also allow an estimated $48 million to go to schools and $111 million to local governments. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Akron has received a $2 million state grant to replace aging water lines. The city says it will also be using a low-interest loan from the EPA to upgrade water mains. Public Service Director John Moore says some of the infrastructure is nearly a century old, including lead pipes. The Ohio Public Works Commission grant will allow the city to replace around 3.5 miles of water mains this year. The state's elections chief says Ohioans have requested nearly 172,000 absentee ballots so far ahead of the May 8th primary. Secretary of State John Husted says that's more than the 155,000 absentee ballots requested at this point in 2014, when Ohio last elected statewide office holders. According to an informal survey of Ohio's 88 county boards of elections, just over 63,000 Ohioans have cast early ballots so far, and that's down from the nearly 73,000 people who had voted at this point 4 years ago. Voters can still request an absentee ballot. Elections boards must receive such applications by noon on May 5th. President Donald Trump is officially endorsing Republican Congressman Jim Renacci for U.S. Senate. Trump tweeted his endorsement yesterday afternoon during a state visit by French President Emmanuel Macron. Renacci of Wadsworth was previously running for Ohio governor. He switched to the Senate race after assurances he would have Trump's full support. Rival Republican Mike Gibbons dismissed the endorsement, citing his previous role in the Trump campaign and questioning Renacci's outsider status. This is WKSU.